With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Storytellers, writers, singer-songwriters, and other artists are sharing their stories this Friday in Lac des Flambeaux. It's the return of an event that draws on the tradition of storytelling in Ojibwe culture. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Now in its third year, Debajimo brings together storytellers from all mediums. Debajimo translates to "We Tell Stories." Carol Amore is the project coordinator.
We're going to be telling stories in a variety of ways, of traditional oral storytelling, but also authors telling stories through the written word and singer-songwriters telling stories through music and artists telling stories through their artwork. So there'll be a real variety of stories being shared.
The event was designed so people can come and go as they please. But Amore says with the last 2 years of the event, they found that people come and end up staying.
It just makes me chuckle because we figured people would come and go at the beginning, and it's never happened.
There is a section for the audience to gather and listen to the people sharing their work. There's also tables with craft workers people can visit with. As a writer and author herself, Amore admits she may be a little biased, but she believes opportunities like this are important for both the creators and the listeners.
It brings together some amazing talent here in the Northwoods. Many of the storytellers and writers are from Waswaganing or Lac des Flambeaux, but from surrounding areas as well. So kind of reveling in the amazing talent that is up here. That's something to really enjoy. And judging from our last couple of Debajimo events, a lot of people come out. So it's a great opportunity to meet other people and share ideas about stories and what we've learned from stories.
Debajimo is this Friday, March 6th from 1 to 4 at the Lake of the Torches Convention Center in Lac des Flambeaux. The event is free. Donations will be accepted. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Governor Tony Evers has approved new changes to the state's current drinking water standards for PFAS. The changes bring the state in line with federal limits. They reduce the state's threshold for PFAS contamination from its current outdated level of 70 parts per trillion to a new enforceable standard of 4 parts per trillion for certain contaminants. The announcement comes amid ongoing bipartisan negotiations between Governor Evers and Republican lawmakers to release $125 million in funds to address PFAS contaminants. The money was approved in the 2023-25 biennial budget over 2 years ago, but rules guiding the use of the funds have been a matter of debate. A vacant post in Iron County government has been filled. The governor's office announced the appointment of Candace Kroll to be Register of Deeds for Iron County. The appointment fills a vacancy caused by the resignation of Brancy Rowe. Kroll will serve the remainder of a term that ends on January 5, 2029. She says her experience with Iron County Human Services for the last 9 years gives her respect for the importance of accurate and accessible public records. More Democrats in Wisconsin are embracing universal child care as a solution to rising costs and economic strain on families. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Wisconsin State Representative Francesca Hong has made universal child care a central part of her campaign for governor, calling it essential to addressing what she describes as a child care catastrophe. Democratic pollster Celinda Lake says her position reflects a broader shift within the Democratic Party.
The formula for success for any Democrat is to win women by more than you lose men. And the caregiving agenda in general is a very big part of that and of making the economy work.
Lake says the COVID-19 pandemic served as a turning point to put child care front and center in the affordability agenda. Historically, universal child care has been politically contentious, but more states have recently taken steps toward adopting it. Lake says increased public awareness and grassroots organizing have helped move the issue into the political mainstream.
There's been a complete collapse of our child care system. So now small businesses care about it, employers care about it, grandparents care about it, even parents with older children care about it because people realize you can't have a functioning economy without a child care system.
While questions remain about funding and implementation, many Democrats have urged the party to embrace it as a national priority. This story was produced with original reporting from Elliot Haspel for the Better Life Lab at New America and The Guardian. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WNXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.